Greetings, friends. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Welcome to the broadcast today. Again, my name is Brad DiDonato, and I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, don't think it's an accident, because it's not. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes, and he's pursuing those plans with you today. If you don't know him, here's going to be your opportunity to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
All right. Let me be the first here to, before I go any farther, let me get to the point where I can refer you to the website. Go to touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. Just put that into your browser, touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. And from our homepage, you can find out all the particulars about how you can contact us here at the ministry. At the very bottom of the homepage, you can go to our mailing address, which is Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. Again, that's P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. You can click on the phone tab there and contact us by telephone, 970-314-4077. Once more, that's 970-314-4077. And if you reach our, if you call us and you get voicemail, leave your message. And then if you're asking for prayer, leave the prayer request, and we'll join with you immediately in prayer. If you would like us to get back in contact with you, just tell us that and leave us a way in which we can do it, and we will call you back. Also, you can email us. The most efficient way to get our attention, praywithme@tbhm.org. praywithme@tbhm.org. Send in your prayer requests. God is on the move, people, now more so than ever before. Believe on him for your health and your healing. Attend to his word, which is Jesus himself. Put Jesus first place, and he was, is, and always will be Christ the healer, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. So, you know, no matter what it is that you're up against, all you need is faith in God, and he will come forward and do, accomplishes every declaration. That is the goodness of God. You know, what a week it was. You know, in the beginning, before I did the last broadcast, we hadn't dropped the bunker bump, busting bombs on Iran, but it's just more sign of the times. I know people are wondering about what's all going on, and are we just going into a needless end time war? But they prophetically do not know or understand what is going on, as the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness, including those in the body of Christ, simply don't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. It's good to be saved for sure, people, but there is a shaking going on that goes beyond words. And he promised that in Hebrews. The writer of Hebrews told us in chapter 12 there, requoted what the prophet Haggai said in those days, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. And the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, The gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So many people think that we're going to war and another endless war, and God does use wars for certain to bring judgment about. But we're coming into a great time of peace too, because before he comes back, before the Lord comes back for his church, he's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. And we are in that time right now. And it says there in Haggai chapter 2, verse 7, and I will shake all nations, and a desire of all nations shall come. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken is what will remain. And I don't think I'm going to get much argument with from anybody right here and right now that there is a whole lot of shaking going on. If you go to our website, know this, that the broadcast that we air over the radio, if you are listening through the radio, we only rent 30 minutes of airtime. If you want to hear the broadcast in its entirety, this broadcast, which is going to be released by the airwaves on the 29th of June, then go to the website and hear the broadcast in its fullest. We won't have to cut in and cut the message short. But right now, where we are at, we are in the year 5785 on the Hebrew calendar, and it was a whole new beginning for the entire world. And man, is that ever winding up to be the truth of it all, and especially for the current body of Christ, his ecclesia, and the huge number of new believers just now starting to come in and join the ranks. If there's one word to use to explain what the beginning of this new year will be like and what this new year has been like, the year 5785, it is the word justice. And not just anyone's justice, but God's justice, proved holy by his righteous acts. Isaiah 5 and 16 says, but the Lord Almighty will be exalted by his justice, and the holy God will prove holy by his righteous acts. And he administers his justice worldwide. Our countenance will change through the joy you experience, while at the same time the purposefully wicked and sinful evildoers will be filled with terror, simply because they understand their gig is up and there will be no place to run and hide, and they will know it. Proverbs 21:15, when justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. And needless to say, believer, things are looking up, especially compared to the events and happenings over the past 4 years prior to this. This year is a new beginning, believer. You are moving into a new state, a state where you will fare well, especially in respect to good fortune, happiness, well-being, prosperity. Remind yourself of the plans he has for you, for I know the thoughts. This is Jeremiah 29:11, a favorite scripture of many people. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. And whatever your state of welfare is right now, no, you haven't even come close to what his true plans are for you. So do not settle in the current status quo. Do not give up. Welfare is right now. Now you haven't even come close to what his true plans are for you. So do not settle in the current status quo. Do not give up. And keep on keeping on raising your expectations back to his standards designed for you. Proverbs 23:18 says, for surely there is a latter end, a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off. What a God we serve. What a shaking that's going on. So always remember, from our website, when you go there, tbhm.org, you can go to the media page, and on the media page, you can click there and find the current week's broadcast and several of the previous week's broadcasts, all in line for a now time word of what God is up to. And it all the ministry messages have been revolving around what God is doing. I always like to open up with the scripture out of John. Many, many times, if you listen to the broadcast, I'll open up with the beginning of the gospel according to St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. There is a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, and that was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. So we keep reading on in St. John and go down to verse 14, and the Word that came was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So John bear witness to the truth, but Jesus is the truth. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and no one gets to the Father except through him. I just wanted to quickly go back up to Hebrews again, chapter 12 there. So as we go forward with this message, you'll understand that this was prophesied to happen a long time ago. And what's been happening is the judgment of the nations. Everybody's blaming Trump and trying to be a warmonger, and he's not doing that. He's actually doing God's will, and he's helping bring the judgment of the nations to pass, and it's starting with the nation of Iran. So in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27, and this word, this is that quote again from Haggai, yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. That's what's happening, people. There's judgment to the nations coming, and everybody everywhere is being shaken. It's happening here in America. Our nation's being shook like never before, and the people who are on the wrong side of what God is doing are not going to be pleased with the outcome, but that is what's going to happen, because it's God that's doing the shaking. He uses instruments of men throughout the world, including Netanyahu in Israel and President Trump here in the United States, but it's not limited to these nations, and the shaking is going on is the judgment of the nations that is falling. It's the time in Scripture in which we are living. It's the end of times, the end of the end times, and we're right now in the time of the judgment of the nations. But at the same time, God is doing a wonderful thing. You know, I mentioned so much how we pray that prayer. We prayed it for 2,000 years. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that is exactly what's going on right now. We're seeing God's kingdom manifest everywhere. And it's a good thing that's been happening. It's been prophesied more than I can tell you throughout the entire Word of God. Everything that is happening right now is prophesied to happen, and a lot of what you're seeing right now has happened before. If you would, instead of reading people's opinions all the time, you'd spend more time in the Word and edify yourself in that, you will have great victory in your life. Great victory for sure, and much understanding because of the peace that comes from it. Christ is the Prince of Peace. He is the Word of God, and he has that peace that will come to you that transcends all understanding in this time of great tumult. And most of the tumult is all coming from the world system, because that's crashing. You know, God's kingdom is manifesting everywhere, and for the world system, which is headed up by Satan himself, that's all going down. And that's it's the way God said it would happen, and it's going to happen that way. His word is true, and nothing that man can say can stop it from coming to pass if God has said it to be so. And while the shaking is going on, he's also pouring out his Spirit, precious Holy Spirit, on all flesh everywhere. And, you know, it's a time for great rejoicing. He told us through the prophet Joel in Joel chapter 2, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Well, the former rain began with the with the day of Pentecost when it was fulfilled in the book of Acts. The latter rain was underway and manifested itself in the city of Los Angeles, where all that great tumult is going on right now, where they had the great Azusa Street outpouring that happened in the early 1900s. That was a sign of the latter rain, and that particular revival went on for years and spread throughout the entire earth. But now we're living in the time of the former and the latter rain. In the first month, God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh, and he promises us that the floor shall be full of wheat and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore to you, believer, the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed again. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. He said it twice there. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and the wonders continue. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, and as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call, blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. And as he continues, and he has said through his prophets that he is going to pour out his spirit on all flesh everywhere. The whole earth shall be filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in this you should find comfort. You know, and so much other manifestation is happening, like in Amos 9:13, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that sows seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall meet. And God is taking care of his people. He's manifesting his promises. We are living in a time of Bible prophetic fulfillment as never before. They looked back, or the prophets of old looked upon this day that we're living in right now, believer, and going forward with it, and they were in awe of what is transpiring now. It's happening everywhere, and you can just simply go forth being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might and be at comfort with it. All the stuff that has been prophesied that's yet to be fulfilled will continue to be prophesy or be fulfilled and come to pass, you know. And also, wherever you're at, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing that is available to you and to every believer, you can speak to your mountains, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass, you're going to have whatsoever you say, and that spiritual force of faith that you release in those words and that faith in God to accomplish his every declaration is going to be true for you as well. So in these times going forward, make sure that you do what Paul said, be anxious for nothing. That's Philippians 4:6. We must stay focused on Christ, his unchangeable kingdom. If we are to have abiding peace during these days of chaos, so that's what we need to do. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and seek him first, do things his way, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. There is no greater warfare, Christian, than your abiding with the Prince of Peace. The God of peace will crush our foe under our feet. That's Romans 16, verse 20. So the moment you feel the loss of peace, simply repent, turn away from that, and ask for the forgiver himself to flood you with his peace. Have no doubt he will bring peace because he always keeps his promises. You know, I love that scripture from that song in verse, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So know that this whole doing that's going on right now around you, you should be at peace amongst it all and lean upon him, not your own understanding. Don't let experience go. You know, don't be listening to all the talking heads that are out there on the television or out there on the websites. You know, pay attention to God. If you spent more time in God's Word, you'd begin to know and understand that the Bible doesn't need interpretation. The Bible interprets itself, and the more you study it, the happier you're going to be. You know, and Paul told us to Timothy, you know, study to show yourself approved. People are going to rule and reign with him. You know, once the end of this age gets wrapped up, we're going to be taken up into heaven. We're going to return with Christ for the millennial reign, and we're going to rule and reign with him. So wouldn't it behoove you to know more about his word? And as you study it, his word, you will grow in your understanding and know that his word always interprets itself. If you stay with it and you study it, and as you study, you bring the Holy Spirit into your study with you, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. And as I said earlier on in the message here, the Bible interprets itself. So stay with him, stay with it, and go forward in that knowledge, and you will be satisfied and well studied up, and not be in fear of what is going on right now. There's great shaking going on. Judgment's falling everywhere, and we're gonna be strong in it as we go forward. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. That's his promise, not mine. God is who he says he is. He's able to accomplish his every declaration. And hey, when the God of all creation is for you, who or what can be against you? So no matter what it is that you're up against this day, in this time, be confident in that fact that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. And this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. My prayer for you as we close out this message today is, hopefully you have believed the report that I brought here to you, and to you is who the arm of the Lord has been revealed. So, you know, whose report shall you believe? As for me and my house, we shall believe the report of the Lord. And we go forward with that, living the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. We live the high life every day. It's not Miller time, the high life. The high life is living in Christ Jesus, who's able to accomplish his every declaration, whose all promises are yes and amen. And then he brings forward to us victory. So we get after it on a daily basis. Always remember that when you wake up every morning awake to righteousness, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And as you do that, you can go forward in your day and stay in right standing with him, avoiding any sin that may be tempted or come your way, always doing the right thing. Believe on the Lord and his abilities to go forward with you. Address him, study him, get after him. Jesus is the word of God. So when you put the word first place in your life every day going forward, you can walk in the victory that he's purchased for you at the cross. A heavy price was paid, and you can have that victory. And when you make that commitment every day to put the word first place, God's word will go before you. I always like to put God's words first when we quote lots of scripture during the radio broadcast, simply because God's thoughts are not are higher than my ways, and my thoughts, God's thoughts, are not my thoughts. So I always put his word first. And for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace this day, as every day, as you put God's word first place in your life. So this is a great time to be alive. We're coming into the celebration of all celebrations, the anniversary of our nation. We have the 4th of July season coming up. It's going to be the greatest 4th of July this nation's ever experienced. And go forth in the knowledge that God is doing this, and he's doing it for your sake. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore.
Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life.